Oz Desai is the General Manager of Corporate Traveller in South Africa. Oz, good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Quite obviously, demand, when demand outstrips supply, prices go up, and the price of fuel-based products, so aviation fuel, has gone up, so one would expect some increase in prices. Do you think it is out of line with the input costs?
No, not at all. I think, you know, the thing that we've got to remember is the environment's changed, one, with regards to overall supply, and significantly. South Africa is probably at about 60% of pre-pandemic levels, especially on the international front from a supply perspective, where we had airlines flying multiple flights a day into South Africa, you know, flag carriers from the Middle East, from the UK. Many of those are just flying one or maybe two flights a day out of South Africa or at the airports they were flying, which means there is constraint with regards to supply. And definitely, you know, to your point, the issue in Russia, between Russia and Ukraine, has not made things easier. Historically, we know we've had a bit of oversupply in the South African market because it was seen as a huge growth market to connect Africa. But as everybody's coming through the pandemic, especially the aviation industry, they've got to be smarter with routes that are more profitable, and they're going to fill up airplanes to keep on growing.
Is it across the board? Is it across destinations? Is it across airlines? Because, you know, you put into what you're saying to me, the amount of money, 6,500 rand, that Joanne, my friend, is paying to fly to and from Athens.
Yeah, listen, I think it's always going to be, there's a lot of factors that go into a price of ticket. One of them being the time that you book and the season that you're flying in. So generally, if you book 2 to 3 months in advance, there's always been a relative leeway with regards to optimum pricing. And the second part of it is, if it is a low volume period, so if you were going into the winter to Europe, for example, or in a shoulder season, that flight is not as full. So you would be able to see that. You would see a reduction in prices. But we've definitely seen far less tactical fares. So to your point, 6,000 Rand into Greece is a very, very good price. And that would be a tactical fare for the airline to drive demand. We've seen significantly less of that, especially over the last 6 to 8 weeks.
And I've been looking at flying to see my daughter in the United States. I haven't seen her for, well, now it's 2.5 years. So I was looking for kind of September, October-ish to go over there in their fall. And what I found was that layover flights tended to be cheaper than intercontinentally direct flights. So flying via London with an 8-hour layover in London both ways, didn't really matter which airline I got to London on, that was by some measure cheaper than flying direct to Atlanta or direct to Newark or direct to New York. Is that a sort of industry norm as well?
Absolutely. You pay for convenience, so your direct flights are generally more expensive. The other thing to consider, especially with the American airlines, is they do not have as many flights into South Africa. So they fly 3 to 5 days a week into South Africa, where else, you know, the UK airlines or generally the European airlines will have daily flights into South Africa, which definitely makes a difference with regards to costing. But yeah, you're always going to pay for convenience. So if you look at a flight to London now, if you're going to go directly with British Airways or Virgin Atlantic, it will be more expensive than, say, if you went via the Middle East.
What is the sort of premium loading on flights at the moment? So if one thinks of an average fare, and I understand that this thing called an average fare is quite hard to find. It's like finding an honest man in government. But take that sort of average fare, Cape Town to London or Cape Town to another destination, pre-pandemic and now, is it 10% more, 20% more, in some cases close to double, or what is the loading?
Yeah, there's definitely a variable. Again, the flight, the date, etc., will make a difference. But on average, you're looking at anywhere between 10 and 25%. The other thing, you know, you made the comment earlier about a lady that you interviewed, and, you know, talking about the front of the plane specifically, and there's an absolute premium on that. Again, that's a direct correlation to demand. So there's only, you know, a small number of business class seats on an airplane, 25, 30, 40, depending on the aircraft. When there was multiple flights, there's different class categories in costing. So you could get a discounted business class. But when there's, you know, a lot of business class travelers wanting only these 20 or 30 seats available, the discounted seats go quicker, which means it is going to be more expensive because they're going to be selling less of the discounted and more of the full price business class tickets.
Are there any destinations at the moment, Oz, that are offering more tactical fares, the what you described to us earlier, and generally better fares? Any airline, any destination that, if you don't particularly mind where you go, you just want to go somewhere on holiday and you'll find something interesting to do, are there any destinations that stand out for you?
Yeah, listen, I think it's destinations that are quite dependent on tourism generally, not just business. So if you think about the East that has just kind of opened up, we'll see an influx. Thailand has changed the regulations. Bali opened a few months ago, about a month ago. They'll have the initial influx of demand, but it should naturally normalize. You know, there's lots of places in Africa to travel to. Mauritius, again, has changed regulations. So there are places that are easy for Africans to go where there's value overall with the accommodation as well. But, you know, I think the message is it has gone up, but it's not, you know, double or triple what it used to cost. And if you're smart around dates and times, so you can still get a competitive pricing and a decent deal for wherever you want to travel to.
Oz Desai, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. General Manager of Corporate Traveler in South Africa.